Okay, all right, let's wrap it up then with the awards. First stop on the award tour, Coach of the Year. Alfredo, who's your pick?
I picked Scott Brooks because I think Oklahoma City, sometimes it's the politics in it, but Oklahoma City is that antiseptic team where nobody really hates them. They have the NBA's Teddy Bear and Kevin Durant. They're gonna win a ton of games, and that'll be enough. They're just gonna hand them the trophy. Very similar to what happened with Coach Tibbs last year. But yeah, I got Scott Brooks. Oklahoma City with probably the best record in the NBA, or maybe a game off of the Heat.
Okay.
And they sure as hell won't give it to Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra's name is not on any ballot of any type for anything, unfortunately. I think the guy's actually a really good coach, but that's a whole other story.
Who you got, Big Shot Rob, for your coach of the year?
I mean, I believe it's going to be Lionel Hollins. I think the Grizzlies, just where they're positioned right now, to be potentially as high as a third or a fourth, the small market thing. We know how the small markets were talked about so much in the lockout. So here's a little bit more love for them. I'll take Lionel Hollins as coach of the year.
All That's it. I'm getting myself a Z-Bone jersey.
All
We're Grizzlies fans here.
right. Now, Big Sharon, I already got the explanation from Alfredo. I got to get it from you now. Tell me how they're going to jump four spots from last season.
I think we talked about Dallas and the Lakers coming back to the pack. OKC still, to me, has another year to get their heart broken before they're ready to win a title. The Clippers thing, I don't like it with Del Negro, but I'm willing to concede that. I think the Grizzlies, they're the most intact and into the game situations. Instead of Mike Conley as your primary ball handler, you now got Rudy Gay running two man with Z-Bo or Gasol. And I believe Memphis, the depth on that team scares me. But for a first six or seven in a rotation, I like Memphis a lot this year.
But, okay, get all that granted, you got them getting the fourth seed, so I'm assuming you got them winning, I guess, what would be 50 games in a regular season is 40 games this season.
Right.
And last season they won what, 43?
Yeah.
So where are those extra 7 wins coming from?
The extra 7 wins comes from beating up on a really bad bottom half of the Western Conference. I mean, your trips to the East Coast are limited this year, so you get more Sacramentos, you get more Phoenixes, so you can beat up on them, and there's going to be the extra wins.
All right, I'm not convinced, but we'll see. My coach of the year candidate is Popovich, because I think everybody is sleeping on them, and when they end up first in the West, for the same reason that Alfredo had them getting him getting the credit for the sleeper is why I'm picking him coach of the year outright. All right, executive of the year, Big Shot Ron, who you got?
He's not going to deserve it, but the guy who will probably get it if the Knicks do anything, I guess, as Grunwald is the interim GM.
Yes.
If the Knicks do anything, he's going to win the award. Because I just think the whole thing with, oh, he got Tyson Chandler, maybe he brought in a revitalized Baron Davis, which I think is suspect. I think he gets it, even though I don't believe he should.
Okay. I think there's some merit to that. Alfredo, who you got for your executive of the year?
I think this year they're going to hand the executive of the year to a guy that conceivably could have traded the number one overall pick 2 years in a row. And that's Neil O'Shea of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Right.
The Chris Paul trade, in my opinion, is going to improve the Clippers enough where they're going to make such a large leap from where they were last year that it's going to catch the eye of the voter, and that's going to be enough to give it to him.
And it's going to be sad. It's going to be sad.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially, I mean, they really at that point, Stern should just walk out to a press conference and announce, "I'm giving myself the Executive of the Year award." God bless and good night.
That'd be funny.
Wow. See, I refuse to predict Neil O'Shea will win it. I think I've done enough. I sold enough of my soul to the Clippers by picking DeAndre Jordan to be a starter for the All-Star game. So I can't give it to O'Shea. Oh, goodness gracious. Big Shot Ron stole it with Glenn Grunwald. So I'm going to say, Jesus Christ. Man, this is terrible. I'm going to say, I'm stuck. Ah, freak it. I'll give it to Danny Ainge for keeping the Celtics in title contention on a shortened season. I don't even buy that myself. I'm going with Big Shot Ron. Glenn Grunwald, I think, will get it for title champion.
Not Pat Riley for his Shane Battier and Eddie Curry experience?
No. Most improved player, Alfredo, who do you got?
I got DeAndre Jordan in that one. I think I'll give you his numbers. He'll be 13-10, and that's enough. He's going to be on SportsCenter almost every night with one highlight dunk over the other. I think he makes the All-Star team. And those three things, 13-10, which is adequate for a center out west, you know, the nightly highlight real dunks, and an All-Star berth. That's your most improved player this year.
Okay. I'm no brain, obviously. But I do know what's good for me.
All right, Big Shot Rod, who's your most improved player?
Simply because he's gonna be the best player on a really bad team, which means he's gonna get opportunities. I think it's gonna be DeMar DeRozan for the Raptors.
Ooh.
I think he's gonna get enough. His numbers will jump. You know, the Raptors are gonna be terrible. I think his numbers go up significantly this year just because of opportunity, and he wins it.
Really? Okay. I'm going to go with Eric Gordon. Because I think his numbers are going to jump. And everyone's going to be looking for his numbers to jump. So, and I don't like DeRozan as a player, personally. So, I'm going to say Eric Gordon gets it. As he gets hailed as the franchise player in New Orleans. Which I don't think he'll be anywhere close to it. But he'll score like it. So, sixth man of the year, Big Shot Ron. Who you got?
Oh, sixth man of the year. I'm going to say sixth man of the year will be, I think Lamar Odom wins it again.
Interesting.
And Dallas, I think, is going back to that 05, 06 Dallas where they open up the floor a little bit now that they don't have Chandler. I think Haywood gets less minutes. I think Odom in that style of play can really excel. So six men usually don't win back to back, but I like Lamar Odom to win the game.
Okay. And Alfredo, go ahead with your homer pick for six man of the year.
It could be a homer pick, but I actually believe this is going to happen. The elephant in the room is going to be a Miami Heat team that's going to have the best record in the NBA, but won't have a coach for consideration for coach of the year. An MVP candidate that won't sniff the MVP this year. So they'll saddle us with the six-man award, and that'll be Udonis Haslem. I think he'll have a big season. I'm thinking maybe 11-9. I think he plays well in a lot of national media-type games, and that'll be enough. And I think he'll deserve it.
Okay. I mean, there's definitely some logic there, because the media's going to have to justify some way how the Heat have the best record. But I think they're just going to say it's because they're going to give it to a year of Wade, LeBron, and Bosh being together before they give it to UD. So my pick for Sixth Man of the Year is James Harden. Now, I think him winning this award also spells the Oklahoma City Thunder's doom, because I think he needs to start. But I think he's clearly, with Lamar Odom moving to Dallas, you don't know what you're going to get. I think he's clearly the best man off the bench, or the best scorer off the bench in the NBA. So.
Yeah, they could do with James Harden the old school, like Thurl Bailey, where you have like a figurehead starter and James Harden plays like 35 minutes a night and still wins the sixth man.
Right, or like Ginobili, you know, when he was winning it. It's just the same thing. Well, you know, he's playing 36 minutes a night, but he didn't start the first 2 minutes, so.
Right.
All right, Defensive Player of the Year, Alfredo, who you got?
It's Dwight Howard, and it's on lockdown. They don't even think out of the box in this award. So, yeah, it's boring, but that's who they're going to hand it to. He's going to get his blocks. He's going to get his rebounds, and I'm going to justify it that way.
Okay. Big shot, Ron?
Yeah, I can't see how it's not Dwight Howard. You could maybe make a case for Tyson Chandler. I don't think Tyson Chandler is going to have as big an impact on the Knicks as he had on Dallas. So I think I'll go with the boring choice. I'll go with Dwight Howard.
Okay, I'm going to go different. I'm going to go with Joakim Noah. Because I think Noah could have challenged Dwight Howard for the award last year if he was healthy the entire season. And so I think he's going to be healthy this season. The Bulls are going to have the best defense in the league. And I think Noah's going to get his first Defensive Player of the Year award. And Dwight Howard's going to have too much drama for anybody to want to vote for him. The media's going to get sick of him before the All-Star break with all of these trade rumors. So I think he's going to feel the retribution for that. Rookie of the Year, Alfredo, who you got?
I got Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker's going to be on the league's worst team, maybe. And talk about a looter in the riot. He's going to fit that bill beautifully. This guy can actually play basketball. He plays defense. He has a beautiful shot. He's always balanced. You see that? You know, he sets for it. He catches the ball beautifully. He's a great basketball player. But this year, his numbers are going to be like a little bit like Nick Young-esque, I would say. And that'll be enough to give him the Rookie of the Year. Besides, I think all the other contenders are going to have, you know, minute problems, like Derek Williams and Kyrie Irving.
Okay. Big shot, Ron, who's your Rookie of the Year?
If he doesn't have the minute problems, I believe it should be Kyrie Irving. I think Derek Williams, Minnesota has a real interesting thing going with Beasley and Williams pretty much doing the same thing and how they divide those minutes up. I'll take Kyrie Irving because I think he'll be able to shoot the ball a little bit better than Kemba Walker early. Walker's not a bad choice, but I'll take Kyrie Irving.
Okay. I'm going to go off the radar, and I'm going to pick Kenneth Faried for the Nuggets because I think if George Karl gets his head out of his ass and gives Faried the minutes over Al Harrington, the Nuggets are going to, you know, the Nuggets are going to have a good record. They don't have any stars, and so then I think Faried will start to get credit for stepping in for Kenyon, filling Kenyon Martin's shoes, and he'll get some of the credit for why the Nuggets have a good record. So, and he's gonna be on the highlight reels. He's gonna be like a mini Blake Griffin. So, I'm gonna give Faried my vote for Rookie of the Year.
Speaking of Al Harrington, is there anybody in the league who has earned more contracts that they shouldn't have gotten Al Harrington? At least Juwan Howard was a star at one point.
Was he?
I mean, at one point, Juwan was 20 points. Al Harrington has been 8 to 11 points pretty much his entire NBA career. And he keeps getting like...
No. Wait a minute now. He was a big scorer in Atlanta.
That's looter in a riot.
So was Juwan Howard with the Bullets.
But they were in the playoffs at least a couple times. I don't know. Al Harrington, man, is just one of them dudes that I don't know, man.
I feel, you know, if Juwan Howard's career was only 12 years long, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But the fact that he's still in the league and he does nothing anymore. He doesn't do a damn thing anymore. I don't know. He's a sore spot.
I'm just the Al Harrington thing. I've never understood the fascination.
And we can't forget Brian Cardinal either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All right. MVPs. Alfredo, who's your MVP?
I got Kevin Durant there, and it's just his turn, and that's what the MVP trophy has turned into. You know, I think LeBron's going to split votes with Wayne Wade. That's just going to happen. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. Derek Rose, Kobe Bryant, those are the rest of the contenders. You know, I think Chicago won't be as good as they were last year, although I think that they finished pretty much in the same place. Maybe win another game against the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. But in the regular season, I think that their win-loss record won't be as gaudy as it was last year. So that hurts Derek Rose. Same thing happens to Kobe Bryant. And then it's just going to be between Durant and Dirk, and they're going to give it to the new guy, you know, the quote-unquote new guy. And it's just his turn. He'll win it this year.
All right, Big Shot Ron, what you got?
Yeah. I think Derek's numbers hopefully take somewhat of a drop as far as scoring, because that means there are better things happening with Bulls and Rip Hamilton. I agree with Alfredo. I think if Durant's rebound numbers get up there to that 8-9 range, along with averaging high 20s, he's pretty much a lock to win it. Because like Alfredo says, it's his turn. And again, there's too much hate against the Heat to let LeBron win this while he plays for the Heat. So I'll take Durant.
Okay. I'm not going to pick Durant. In order for Durant to win it, unless he has, I mean, he'd have to put up monster numbers. And when I say monster numbers, I'm talking 30 and 10, shooting, you know, 55% from the floor, something crazy like that. So I don't see that happening. I don't see them winning the number one seed out west. So I'm going to go with my girl, the queen of Heat news, and I'm going to pick Dwayne Wade for the MVP. Because for some reason, Wade seems to have Teflon and all of this Heat hate, even though he's probably more responsible for it than anybody. But none of it seems to stick to him. And so when the Heat have the number one record, without Durant, without Rose in his way, I think Wade will take it. All right, so we're wrapping up. I was going to do, like, the All-NBA first team, but I'm assuming we all – well, I guess maybe we should talk about it. Do we have a consensus on who the five best players in the league are? Like, you know, Big Shot Ron, who's your best point guard in the league?
Oh, you know who I'm going to say. Right. I mean, of course I think Derek is – he's not really a true point in that sense, but he is one of the best two guards in the – one of the best one or two guards in the NBA, so he would bank one of the first five.
Big Shot Ron? I'm sorry, Alfredo.
I think it's, you know, it's pretty much, you know, we know exactly who's gonna, you know, be the top five, but I think it's gonna be a pretty interesting run for that point guard spot between Derrick Rose and Chris Paul.
Right.
Chris Paul's in LA now, you know, he's gonna be on SportsCenter every night throwing lobs to these guys. And, you know, maybe there's enough pressure. But I don't see how a guy's going to go from MVP to second team. So I think Derrick Rose edges out Chris Paul, and we get pretty much the same five.
Okay. So you know what? I'm picking Chris Paul as the first team point guard, and I'm changing my MVP pick to Chris Paul, too. Because that's the only way it works. Two guard, I'm assuming everybody says Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Small forward. You want LeBron or Durant?
LeBron.
Big Shot Ron?
I'll take LeBron, and I'm sure we can make Kevin Durant a power forward for voting purposes.
Right.
Okay, so this brings us to another instant question then. For power forward, is it Durant or Blake Griffin?
It's Durant. And I think Dirk gets more votes for that spot over Durant. Over Griffin. But yep. They'll toss him aside pretty soon. And so it's Durant.
Okay. And Dwight Howard is the best center in the league.
Right.
Okay. So then that will end it with, we've got 5 minutes left. Any surprises on any of the rest of the, whether it be an All-NBA, any surprise guy for the All-NBA teams, you know, second to third, All-Defense, All-Rookie? You know, anything you want to do for your last prediction before we wrap it up?
No, I don't think there's any surprises. But I think Luol Deng gets a mention this year for first team all defense.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think there'll be a strong push for it.
Okay. Big shot, Ron, you got a Heat fan throwing the Bulls some love.
Well, I'm gonna throw some love back. And I think this, again, it comes down to what Spoelstra does with them. I think if he gives Norris Cole 20 minutes a game, Norris Cole would make second team all-rookie at least. If he gives him 20, 25 minutes a game, I think I watched him play in Chicago a couple times. I think he just gives the Heat something different from what they've had in the past, even before the Big Three. Norris Cole is a guy who I think he may not put up like 20 points a game, obviously, but he could be one of those rookies that averages like 8 points, 4 or 5 assists, and you look up and you're like, oh, snap, that's Norris Cole, second team All-NBA rookie. So I'm going to throw some love back with Norris Cole if Spoelstra gives him minutes.
Interesting.
I'll go you one better. If Spoelstra, Cole, minutes, he started the playoffs.
Nah, that won't happen. That won't happen. It's Mario's spot. I think that's out of Spoelstra's hands. That's a LeBron James Dwayne Wade call.
Okay. Like the Eddie Curry roster spot.
Exactly. You know, I'm fresh out of surprises. I blew all my surprises on my Derrick Rose sexual deviant.
Yeah, that was tough.
I'm fresh out.
Okay, I got a question for you, Mosin.
Sure.
For you. Is there anything, and I mean anything, Shane Battier can do to make you feel okay with this? I'm not going to say feel good. At least feel okay with this.
Oh, definitely. He could set himself on fire, and I'd be ecstatic.
I set myself
up. You know what's my dream scenario, right?
What is it?
Game 7 at the AAA, Heat versus OKC. Battier drops 68 points to single-handedly beat the Oklahoma City Thunder and gets named series MVP. And then do the podcast the next day with Mosin.
I think you've been buying drugs from Sam Hurd.
Hey, if Battier hits any big shot in any playoff series, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. Because you know when they double-team LeBron and Wade, he's going to get open looks.
He's going to be standing right in that corner.
I'm telling you.
I think you guys are really underestimating my ability to hate on him all season. His entire Heat career.
Based on your tweets, I don't underestimate your ability to hate on them at all.
So I don't care if I lose every follower on Twitter. If the blog traffic drops to negative, it won't stop. As long as he plays, it won't stop. So, but hopefully it won't come to that. Hopefully his hamstring will keep him out for the whole season. Tracy McGrady style. All right, guys. Looking forward to talking to you guys for the rest of the season. And Big Shot Ryan, I guess, what's coming up for Section 357 show podcast this weekend?
We'll be back on. We're going to be on at the same time on Saturday morning, Christmas Eve morning, on SoulCityRadio.com. But if you have Section357.podomatic.com, the year in review episode is actually already out, so you out running around Saturday morning, can't catch it, you can go there and catch it right now.
Yeah, I actually did hear that already. I'm not going to cost you any Heat listeners by talking about that with the athlete of the year, but so we'll leave that alone.
As we taped that, I knew where that was going to go. So, I already know.
I listened to that. Pretty good show.
Alfredo, we'll end the podcast on the confidence meter going into Dallas on Sunday.
For this game, 100%, it's a 10. I don't think there's any way we get out of Dallas on Sunday without a win. It's that ring jinx, that ring night jinx.
Okay. All right, fellas. That's another Heat cast in the books. That is everything that's going to happen in the 2012 season before it even does.